So Mary Magdalene is all alone in the garden. Previously, two of the disciples had come to see for themselves the story that Mary had told them. The body of Jesus was gone. They looked quickly in the tomb and then they took off, presumably to ponder what this could mean. But Mary stayed behind, weeping. And that's when she saw the angels and when Jesus approached her. She didn't recognize him at first, but when he spoke her name, she knew it was him. And he said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father." Now, I wonder if it occurred to her that although Jesus had been tortured to death, sealed in a cold stone tomb, and now resurrected, that he's still speaking in metaphors. Now, if you've forgotten your English grammar class, a metaphor is a figure of speech which helps to emphasize a point or illustrate a hidden meaning. Jesus continually used metaphors, parables, and other figures of speech to make his point. So although it may be confusing to Mary at this moment, maybe that's the whole point. Jesus had told the disciples why he speaks in parables and figurative language. He said, "The secrets of heaven are revealed to true believers, but not to others." Jesus wants his followers to think. He wants them to decide for themselves, to question and to doubt. Just listening and following are not enough. He wants true and thoughtful believers. He doesn't want sheep following a shepherd. He wants men and women who come to the truth in their own way, people who have examined what he stood for and have found it good, people who can stand themselves for God's truth and righteousness and who will take action as Christians. Then Jesus tells Mary, "Go and tell the others." Dutifully, Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." She told him that he had said these things to her. Now, the Bible doesn't say exactly what she told them, but we know that they stayed locked up, hidden somewhere in downtown Jerusalem for fear of being captured by the authorities. I wonder if they spent any time talking about what he had said to Mary and what it could possibly mean. What do you think he meant when he said, "Don't hold on to me"? If you take him literally, it could mean, "Don't touch me." But why would that be? Is he like a ghost that you will reach through him instead of actually touching him? His words take on a whole different meaning if we understand them as metaphors. He could be telling her not to hold on to the person she knew as Jesus. Move into the future holding a vision of Christ. Before, she called him teacher, just as she said in the garden. He was someone who was trying to help her and us to understand about the nature of God and to see a vision of how the world could be as God's realm. But now, he has transcended his earthly presence and is going home to God. Now it's our turn to decide what we believe about the nature of God and to build a personal vision of God's realm of peace and love. If we look at it that way, the resurrection itself is a metaphor, a symbol of God's eternal promise of life after life, of forgiveness, of loving, of serving each other, and living together in harmony and peace. With those simple words, he's turning our faces to the future, to the rising Easter sun. He's showing us the light and possibilities that we can create here on earth. He's telling us that we can all participate in Easter. We all have a place in the joy and the place of the great banquet that God has prepared for us. And between then and now, we must live in the promise and not hold on to old ideas, fears, jealousies, grudges, or angers. What a glorious vision. What a personal Easter gift for each one of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.